This is Janet Scott with Chocolate and God. Isaiah 36 says, "Do you think that mere words are strategy and power for war? In whom do you now trust that you have rebelled against me?" Those words were spoken against Israel by Rabshakeh, the leader of the king of Assyria's army. He was trying to terrify the people into believing that they couldn't stand against him and his army because no one else's God had saved them. Much to his king's dismay, he lost that argument and war. Our words are important, and who's behind them is vital to our victory in life. When Jesus was challenged by Satan, even he used scripture. If the Son of God was careful with his words, don't you think you should be? If you have no idea what to say or pray in your situation, use the word of God, but don't use powerless, negative words that will destroy. If all hell is coming against you, girl, the last thing you need is to have your words line up with it instead of God. Ladies, let me really encourage you to be in the Word every day. Join me for my daily devotional. You'll find it at chocolateandgod.com.